This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. How is everybody doing? We're continuing in Daf Shavua, Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph. We're in the sugya of when a woman lives with someone who she's asur to, she becomes asur to kahuna as well as to truma. And the question is, what is the source of it? The Gemara learned out that when a woman is lives with Isurei Lav, she becomes asur l'kahuna. That we learn out from the pasuk of Ubas is going kisiya le'ishzar, and in a situation where kedushin is not toifes, that we learn out from Ubas kohen kisiya almana ugrusha. Kisiya almana ugrusha, she only returns if she had kedushin. Fine. Now the Gemara asks as follows: Ashkechan kohenes. We only find that if a kohenes lives with someone who kedushin is not toifes to, she becomes pasul kahuna. Leviya v'Yisraelis minalan. How do I know that if a Leviya or Yisraelis lives with someone who she becomes pasul, if she lives with someone who kedushin is not toifes to, how do we know she becomes pasul? Kida amar Rabbi Abba amar Rav, like Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav, bas ubas. Just like he said in a different context, ubas, we could learn something out from. Hachanami here too, bas ubas. From the extra ubas, it's marbe, not only a kohen who lives with a pasul, a kohenes that lives with a pasul, she becomes pasul kahuna, but a leviya and yisraelis as well. Says Gemara, come on, who does this go like? Rabbi Akiva, this goes like Rabbi Akiva, the darish, vave, and who darshins the vav. Says Gemara, "Fiul tamer rabbanon." This could even be like the rabbis. Kuloi ubas kroyuserahu. Every ubas is an extra pasuk. The whole pasuk ubas is extra. Why? Because earlier on it's talking about the daughter of the kohen, and it could have just said v'chisia amana grusha, meaning the subject matter is we're talking about the child of a kohen. It didn't have to say ubas ish kohen. We know what we're talking about. Says the Gemara, a very interesting question. We're learning out from this pasuk that only someone who is able to effectuate kedushin with, if they die, then you return to eating the chuma of the father. But if you live with someone you can effectuate kedushin with, then if they die, you don't return to the chuma of the father. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema, why don't you say, Mi sheyeshlai almanus, the gerushin, someone who you're able to effectuate marriage with, ki lesle zara ka'achla, when they don't have children, you could eat truma, ki lesle zara, but when you have children from them, lo yachla. Maybe like this. We know that if a kohenes lives with the Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, but you have children, you can't eat truma. But if you don't have children, you go back to eating truma. Maybe like this. Only someone you're able to effectuate marriage with, then if you have children, you can't eat truma. If you don't have children, you could eat truma. But mi she'en lo yamanas v'gerushin, someone who you could not effectuate kedushin with, you were not an aman or a divorcee from them, then maybe even though you have children, you also eat truma. I mean, how do we know Tadarshin L'chumra, that someone who you didn't have kedushin with, you can't eat truma, even if you didn't have children because you're disqualified? Maybe the pasuk is saying, you could eat truma even though you had children, because you were never really married to them. Maybe. Why don't we say, right, mi sheyesh lei amanus v'gerushin ba, someone who you have marriage to, ki lesle zera ka'achla, when you don't have children, you could eat truma, ki isle zera, when you do have children, lo yachla, you can't eat. Why don't we say, mi sheyesh lei amanus v'gerushin ba, But someone who you can effectuate marriage to, afagav the islezar, even though you could have children, even though you have children with them, nami techel, you could still eat. Maybe this pasuk is not excluding someone who kedushin is not toifes to lechumra, that even if you don't have children, you can't eat. Maybe it's saying, even if you do have children, you could eat. Maybe, because you cannot effectuate kedushin with someone who kedushin is not toifes to, even if you have children, if they die, you could go back and eat truma. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, why would I need to be marbe levia v'yisraelis? Because, again, we're saying this doesn't just apply to bas ish kohen, but ubas, even to levia v'yisraelis. What? It's lenient by them also? If the pasuk was saying a leniency, then one would be able to argue that leniency definitely applies to a levia v'yisraelis, imkain ribuya levia v'yisraelis lamali. Why do I need a riboy for a levia v'yisraelis? If even a kohenes, even if she has children, goes back and eats the chuma, certainly a levia v'yisraelis. But now that it's a chumrah, and it's saying that when it comes to living with someone who you can't be toifes kedushin to, even if you don't have children, you cannot go back. I need to be marbe. Not only can a kohenes not go back, but even a levi of Yisraelis can't go back. Now, the Gemara has a very interesting question. Because I have two different limudim that nivala l'apostle apostles. One for someone who lives with someone who kedushin is typhus to. And that we learn out from the pasuk. I learn out that a woman who kedushin is toifes to can't eat truma, and from the pasuk ubas koin kisia almana, I learn out a woman who kedushin is not toifes. So the question is, in the world of Rabbi Akiva, that kedushin is not toifes to any chayv elavin, although Rabbi Akiva the amar in kedushin toifes in b'chayv elavin. Umay kisia, so what then does the pasuk mean? Ubas ish kohen kisia leizar. What do you mean kisia? Kedushin is not toifes. Kisia means relations. Umay kisia leizar kitiboel amana grusha lamali. What do we need amana grusha for? Why do I need a second limud? Ubas kohen kisia amana ugrusha. But we already know that a woman who kedushin is not toifes to, who passels, if a woman has relations with someone who kedushin is not toifes to, it passels her lekuhuna. Why do I need the second limud? Says the Gemara, I need it for a different thing. Utsricha di'i ashmi inan almana. If it would just teach me almana, almanahu. Only by almana dechilesla zera achla mishum dechazir lekuhuna. If it would just say a case of almana, I might think davka almana that it's not coming to exclude someone who has almanos and gerushin. It's coming legufe. Almana to be machmir. If the Torah did not say almana, I would say almana who, if she didn't have children, she could eat truma because the almana is fit to marry a kohen. But a grusha who she cannot marry a kohen, I would say ema afagav de lesle zera loyacha. Let's say you have a bas kohen, a kohenes. So I would think a kohenes only by an almana. She could eat truma because she can marry a kohen, but a grusha who cannot marry a kohen, I would think even if she doesn't have children, she doesn't eat. V'yashmin and grusha, if it would just teach me a grusha, I would say only a grusha that has children cannot eat because She's pasul kahuna mishum loy chazil kuna. Aval amano de chazil kuna ema. I would say afakav de islay zara nami techel. I would say even though she has children, she eats sricha. So therefore, I need it. I need both of them. So now the Gemara has a very important question, which is relevant to the Iyun share that we gave earlier. Ve'ema nivala lepasala af machzer grushasai. We're saying that if a woman had relations with someone who she's pasal to, it pasals her lekuhuna. What about if a woman had relations with a machzer grushasai? What if a guy took back his grusha? Would that aser her lekuhuna? Let's say a man divorced a woman, she married someone else, so she's a zar to him, and if he marries her, kedushin is toifes, but we know she is kosher for truma, and her children now, how could she be kosher l'kahuna? L'chayr, she's a grusha. What does it mean she's kosher l'kahuna? Rashi says, from the time she married someone else, so this one, that what? Right. So what does it mean? That what does Rashi mean? She's kasher l'kuhuna. Means truma. But then Rashi says v'koshikin the truma. Does that mean if she has a child, that child is kasher l'kuhuna? But I'm not sure Rashi means the gabi l'kuhuna. But right. According to what we're learning, if the guy takes back his grusha, she should become pasul. Says the Gemara, Le'ish zar amar achmana. The Torah says to a foreign man, Mishesh zar etzla me'ikara, someone who is a zar to begin with. La'afuke haid lo'y zar etzla me'ikara. This excludes this guy who's not a zar from the beginning. Says Gemara, Yihachi. Chalal, someone who was a chalal, who became a chalal, delav zar hu meyakara, who is not a zar from the beginning, loy lifso should not be pasal, because he wasn't pasal from the beginning. Because, by the way, not only was he not pasal from the beginning, but a chalal is allowed to marry a kohenes. A kohenes is allowed to marry a chalal. Right? A kohenes is allowed to marry a chalal. Only a kohen cannot marry a chalala. But a kohenes can marry a chalal. So, and yet we know that a chalal passels her. A chalal who lives with kohenes will passel her. Why? But she's not a zar. Yachi chalal delav zar hu meikar loy liv sa amrakra. Lo yechalal zaroi ba'amav. Do not defile your descendants of your people. This is talking about a kohen gadol should not marry an almana and defile his descendants. Makish Zaroi Loy, it compares his descendants to him. Mahu Paisel, just like he passels, Av Zaroi Nami Paisel. So his descendants also passel. So what do we learn from here? We compare his descendants to him. Anytime if he passels, just like the Kohen Gadol passels, by marrying an Almana, his children, the Cholol, also pasal. Av zaroi nami paisal. Look at Rashi. Makir zaroi of the Kohen Gadol from an Amana to him. Just like he pasals the Amana, v'nesha v'zu hi ha'amana So the Zaray Chala also passes. Says Gemara, Ve'ema Mishas Havaya. Why don't we say from the fact that the Torah says that Ubas Kohen Kisiya Le'ish Zar, why don't we say that she already becomes Pasul from the time of Kedushin? So if a man marries a woman who's Pasul to him, then she becomes Pasul. Says Gemara, Dumyo de Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. It's similar to a Kohen Gadol to an Amana. Ma Kohen Gadol Amana Bebiya, just like Kohen Gadol to Amana Pasul's Bebiya, Af Hai Nami Bebiya. This one also Pasul's Bebiya. So in other words, it only passes Babia. The Kohen Gadol passes Babia. This one also passes Babia. Ve'ema adiika havaya ubia. Okay, so maybe you need both. Maybe it only becomes puzzle with Kedushin and Bia. Says Gemara, Dumya the Kohen Gadol ba'amana. Similar to Kohen Gadol ba'amana. Ma Kohen Gadol ba'amana Babia. L'chuda, just like Kohen Gadol ba'amana passes with Bia alone. Af hainami Bia l'chuda. Now we're going to finally analyze the end of the Braisa, where Rabbi Yossi says, anyone whose descendants are pasul, pasuls. Anyone whose descendants are not pasul, doesn't pasul. Well, what does that come to include? Because anyone whose descendants are pasul is a pasul. And anyone whose descendants are not pasul is not a pasul. You know, what is that coming to include over the Tanakama? Says the Gemara, Ma'ika ben Tanakama le Rabbi Yossi. What's the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mitzri sheni va'adoimi sheni ika b'nayo. The difference is, a Mitzri in the second generation and an adoimi in the second generation is the nafkamina. Because listen, a Mitzri and adoimi in the second generation are psulim, but their children are not psulim. They're psulim, you can't marry a Mitzri in the second generation. But Dar Shlishi Yavai, the third generation, could come. U'ika b'nayo. U'shneyem loy lamduha elam e'kohen gadol. Both are learned out from a kohen gadol. Ba'amana. Tanakama sabar. Ma kohen gadol be'amana. Tanakama is just like kohen gadol to an amana. Shebiyasai ba'avera. The bia is sin, in sin. U'paisal and pasals. So afhai, so too. Any person, nami poisel, anyone who passels, anyone whose bia is ba'avera, passels. Rabbi Yossi Sever, no, kohen gadol. Ma kohen gadol shazarei poisel. Kohen gadol lives with an almana, his descendants are poisel. U poisel, therefore he passels. Av kol shazarei poisel, poisel. So to anyone whose descendants are poisel, passels. La afuke mitzri sheni, to exclude a mitzri in the second generation, the ain zarei poisel, that their descendants don't passel. Dachsiv, banim asher yivoldu lahem dar shlishi, children that are born in the third generation, Yavoi lohem b'kal Hashem, can enter the congregation. So Rabbi Yossi says, we're going to compare it to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's descendants are pasul. Anyone whose descendants are pasul, pasul. But someone whose descendants are not pasul, they don't pasul. So a mitzri v'adomi in the second generation, their descendants are not pasul, they do not pasul. Okay, Marv Rabbi Yossi. The next, now we need to know the difference between Rav Shim Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shim Gamliel Oimer, Kosha Atanoise Bitai Atanoise Amanusai. Anyone who can marry their daughter, you can marry their Amana. Says Gemara, Mayiko bein Rav Yossi, the Rav Shim ben Gamliel. What's the nafkamina between Rav Yossi and Rav Shim Gamliel? Amar Ula, Ula said, Ger Amoini Umayavi Iko beinayo. The difference is a Ger from Amoin Umayav. A Ger from Amon Umayav, meaning a Ger from Amon Umayav doesn't passel a woman. Why would it not? Well, because a ger from Amon Moav, their daughter is kosher. Ushneim loy lamdu elam kohen gadol ba'amana. Rabbi Yossi sabar ma kohen gadol ba'amana shazari pasul. Kohen gadol ha'amana, the descendants are pasul. Av kol shazari pasul, poisul. Anyone whose descendants are pasul, the descendants of a Moavi and Amoni are pasul, poisul, they pasul. Rishim Gamliel sabar, Rishim Gamliel holds ma kohen gadol ba'amana, just like a kohen gadol to amana, shekol zarei pasul. All their descendants are pasul. U poisul, and they pasul. Af So too, shekol zarei pasul upaisa. Anyone who all their descendants are pasul, they pasul. La afuke amoini umayavi, to exclude an amoini umayavi, de'ein kol zarei pasul. Not all their descendants are pasul. The amar mar, amoini v'lay amoinis, mayavi v'lay mayavis. We learned in Chulin, we learned and daf ayin vav amud beis, ayin zayin amud aleph, that only the male progeny of Amun and Moav are us, and not the female. So since not all Zarei pasul, therefore they don't necessarily pasul. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We still have this week, Samach Tes Amud Beis. The ideal thing would be to do it tonight, because Thursday night is, Erev Shabbos Shuvah. So how about, tentatively, let's try. What time? Let's call it for 9:30. Yeah, and we'll try to send out a message to confirm. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And we'll be in touch. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.